I've said this from the beginning, but RFK is going to kill Americans. RFK Jr., as the head of HHS, was the single most irresponsible and dangerous thing that Donald Trump did on his entire cabinet when it comes down to the health and lives of Americans. He is crazy. He is surrounded by people who are even more crazy. Robert F. Kennedy a few weeks ago was saying, oh, you could cure measles with cod liver oil and vitamin A. Second child has died of measles in this country. We had eliminated measles in this country. It was gone. We had eliminated measles in America. It's gone. There were zero cases for 20 years. Zero fatal cases. And now we've got a guy who's promoting vaccine skepticism, which sounds like a really mild way of putting it. But his anti-vax mania and the people around him who are even more insane about anti-vax stuff has joined at a moment when Americans were susceptible to a lot of really dumb ideas and agitporn about vaccines and autism and everything else. And so he's going to the funeral of an American child who has died of an easily preventable disease for which the vast majority of Americans in their school systems are mandated to provide for their children, and it's a correct mandate. It's a correct requirement. It's a proper requirement. The idea that this guy is at HHS burning the institution to the ground, and now he's going to pretend that he's grieving with this family, is outrageous. We've got an encore show today, folks. It's about RFK. And if you want anything that will piss me off, because you know, I'm pretty even-tempered, but there's one thing in this universe that pisses me off almost beyond words and reason, and that is the idea that American children are going to die because RFK Jr. is going to ban vaccines.
Your task will not be an easy one. Your enemy is well-trained, well-equipped, and battle-hardened.
There is not a liberal America and a conservative America. There is the United States of America.
Good night, and good luck.
Hey, folks, it's Rick. The elephant in the room today is RFK. Trump's appointees have been a batch of the most terrible, low rent, weird, corrupt, unethical, unqualified, unprincipled, un-American creeps, kooks, mooks, strangers, drifters, serial killers, God knows what else. This is a very bad set of people. Okay. There are very, very few of them that you would want to like babysit your kids or to have a beer with, etc. They're very, very, very dangerous. Most of them are dangerous because they have particularly bad ideas about important things. But the one with the worst ideas about some of the most important things on the domestic front is Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Now, as I'm recording this, he just spent several hours lying to the Senate Finance Committee and getting his head torn off and his skin tacked up to the barn and his ass whipped by trained professionals. And I'll tell you why. Because he's a liar. He's a lying liar who lies. He went into that room and denied over and over again, saying the things he said, that African AIDS is different than American AIDS.
Did you write in your book, and it's undeniable, that African AIDS is an entirely different disease from Western AIDS? Yes or no, Mr. Kennedy?
I'm not sure.
And Lyme disease is a military weapon.
Did you say Lyme disease is a highly likely militarily engineered bioweapon?
I probably did say that.
And that COVID affects whites and blacks, but not Chinese and Ashkenazi Jews.
Did you say that COVID-19 was a genetically engineered bioweapon that targets black and white people, but spared Ashkenazi Jews and Chinese people?
I didn't say it was deliberately targeted. I just quoted an NIH-funded, an NIH published study.
Did you say that it targets black and white people but spared Ashkenazi Jews?
I quoted a study, Your Honor. I quoted an NIH study that showed that.
I'll take that as a yes.
And they had him on it. This is a really good sign for the Democrats, by the way. They were coordinated, they were smart, and they weren't putting up with any of his crap. They weren't putting up with him playing his games and saying, oh, I don't recall saying that. Because every time he said, I don't recall saying that, they'd be like, well, here are the receipts. Here is the transcript. Here's what you actually said on the following date. This is how you handle these people. You got to badger them. You got to hit them. You got to smack them around. You've also got to hold them to account. When they lie, don't let the lie stand. Correct the lie. Go after the lie. Because the lie and the liar are what Trump is depending on people to give in to. Now, a lot of these Republican senators today were much more skeptical. I'm not saying they were very skeptical, but there wasn't the same kind of grandstanding and hair pulling you saw with Hegseth. There wasn't the kind of drama and fake news yelling and screaming about RFK, because they know this guy's bad. I want you guys to understand something, though, of why RFK reflects the absolute worst of Trumpism in a nutshell. RFK has made tens of millions of dollars by being a guy who spreads anti-vax conspiracy theories. And he doesn't just get that money because he sells books or goes on tour or whatever. He gets that money because he's of counsel to a bunch of law firms. He's a partner in a couple of law firms. He has reciprocal arrangements with a bunch of law firms where if he refers these anti-vax cases and gets people fired up about the imaginary harm that vaccines do, he gets in the pool of people that make money if they win a judgment or get a settlement. His anti-vax hatred is not just a kooky conspiracy theory. It's a business model. And there are a few things in this earth that make me more crazy than people who believe that vaccines have not been a massive net good for humanity. From Jenner until the COVID vaccine, we have seen an ongoing arc of improvement in human survival and health. We've seen an ongoing uplift in the ability of mankind to resist things that cannot be wished away. You can't do bloodletting or leeches or prayer or anything else when it comes down to COVID or Marburg or Ebola or TB. None of those things go away because you're a good person. They have to be cured. TB is an exception. It's not a viral. But they have to be cured. And vaccines have been a massive, massive, massive improvement in human survival. The number three cause of death in women 20 years ago was cervical cancer. The HPV vaccine, Gardasil, has cut that number down to nothing. The dramatic drop off of that is because of a vaccine. And interestingly enough, speaking of Gardasil, Donald Trump, his appointed Secretary of Health and Human Services, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., has said to the ethics department in the Health and Human Services business division that he will not get out of the equity pool of a massive lawsuit against Merck for Gardasil. Won't do it because he knows he could have a multi-million dollar payday from it. Even though every scientific consensus in the world has said that that vaccine is safe and effective. At Donald Trump's behest, he's going to investigate mifepristone, which has been around for 25 years, and every scientific study in the world has said is safe and effective. He is going to be the most dangerous person you could put in charge of America's healthcare system imaginable. I would rather have Steve Bannon running HHS than Robert F. Kennedy. Because he's dishonest, because he's a liar, because he's a profit motive in wrecking the vaccines that have saved lives in this country. Right now, there is a measles outbreak in the Midwest. Right now, there is a tuberculosis outbreak in the Midwest. Right now, bird flu is around in 40 countries. It's not here yet, but it's coming. And Robert F. Kennedy is not prepared, nor does he have the incentive, personally, financially, intellectually, temperamentally, to help people in this country. And this is one that I think the Republicans in the Senate have got to really, really look at. Because it's not that he's anti-vaccine. It's not just that. He is anti-vaccine. He's pro-death. He says we should give infectious diseases a break for 8 years in the vaccination schedule. Well, guess what that means? That means kids, your children, your grandchildren are going to get polio, because polio is still out there everywhere. We're all done. We're all inoculated for polio, but it's still out there in the wild. If you want kids on iron lungs, support RFK's nomination. If you want kids suffering from diphtheria, measles, mumps, rubella, typhus, these agonizing, horrifying, terrible, terrible diseases, put RFK in that job. Put him in that job. Because at that point, you've decided you're okay politically. If you're a senator and you vote for this guy, you're okay politically with the deaths of children in your state and your district. And sooner or later, one of them will be a family member, a relative, a grandchild, a child, a cousin, a brother, a sister. Somebody in your life, when these things start to spread, will be harmed. RFK has already done this once before in American Samoa. I think he used it as kind of a test bed. Back in 2019 in American Samoa, RFK Jr. went out there and was all about, like, vaccines are dangerous. They have bad side effects. They cause all this harm. They cause these terrible, terrible outcomes. So people in American Samoa stopped vaccinating their kids for measles. 1,900 were infected and 59 died.
We'll be right back. And now, back to the show.
So what happens? Vaccinations go down, there's a measles outbreak, and children start dying. But you double down. You didn't give up. Just 4 days after the Prime Minister declared a state of emergency, 16 people already dead. You sent a letter to him promoting the idea that the children had died not from measles, but from, quote, defective vaccine. You launched the idea that a measles vaccine caused these deaths. You are a very influential man. In fact, you are called the leader of the disinformation dozen. UNICEF and WHO, the World Health Organization, investigated this. They say the claims are false. It is not biologically possible what you claimed. And yet, ultimately, more than 70 people died because they didn't get vaccines. So my question is, do you accept even a scintilla, just even a sliver of responsibility for the drop in vaccinations and the subsequent deaths of more than 70 people? Anything you do differently?
No, absolutely not.
This is the man who will be in charge of America's healthcare system. And folks, I'm wearing my Call Congress sweatshirt today. Some of you can see it, some of you can't. 202-224-3121. I'm going to ask you today to call your senators and ask you to make sure that you tell them this is a big one. This is one that you can't walk away from. This is one where the danger to individual American lives is massive. This is a guy who will stop research on mRNA cancer vaccines, which are going to be one of the most promising aspects to treating not just any cancer, but every cancer. This is a guy who will stop research that he doesn't like because of an ideological bias. And it reflects something, you know, Tom Nichols wrote the great book, and I just released a new version of it recently called The Death of Expertise. And this really does reflect something about Trump and about Trump's movement. These people don't want to live in the modern world. They want to believe that raw milk is better than a vaccine. They want to believe that ivermectin will save you from a deadly plague, a deadly disease. They want to believe that colloidal silver is going to change your biology in some way to make you immune to colds and flu. All of these things are just medieval garbage. They're just absolute medieval garbage. I mean, we are going backward in time in a world that is racing forward right now. One of the great things about AI, I know you guys think I'm an AI skeptic, and I don't want the rise of the machines, but here we are.
One of the great things about AI research right now is it's doing this amazing work with protein folding and proteomics and genetic analysis that it's going to produce these massive abilities to model these cures out way ahead of time and to start doing things that are customized to your biology. And that could all come to a stop. We could have a four-year break in time where, because of Trump and Kennedy, we freeze scientific progress in the medical field, that we give in to disease. That's part of the history of humanity, is not giving in to disease, is getting back up. And, you know, when Edward Jenner developed the smallpox inoculation after witnessing that milkmaids who were exposed to cowpox did not get smallpox, that was one of those radical and amazing developments in medical history. Smallpox killed 30% of the people that were infected by it, and it was one of the most highly infectious diseases in the world.
We'll be right back. And now, back to the show.
We wiped it off the globe. It's gone. It's one of the few diseases we have absolutely eliminated. There are things out there lurking in the world that are dangerous and deadly. And if we don't keep researching them and keep knowing how to fight them, we are going to someday have an Ebola or a Marburg or something else that mutates and gets up into the human system that makes COVID look like a love tap. And these people are so backward, and Kennedy is so backward about this issue and so dangerous about this issue, because he stands to make money if vaccines fail. He stands to make money if the vaccine industry can't stay in business. He stands to make money if he can scare people off of getting their kids vaccinated against deadly diseases. It is, to my mind, one of the most reprehensible, low, scummy, scary aspects of this guy. In a catalog of low, scummy, reprehensible, scary aspects of this guy, his own family, his cousins, his nieces, his nephews, all these other people around him are begging America to pay attention. They're begging America to stop this guy. They know him better than anybody does. They know, it sounds like a Trump thing to say. They don't better than anybody. I just want to read you something that she said, and it just blows me away. Bobby preys on the desperation of parents of sick children, vaccinating his own kids while hypocritically discouraging others from doing the same. Think about that again. He's vaccinating his own kids, but he wants to scare people away from vaccinations for their own children. He is a dishonest, mendacious, conspiratorial profiteer of the deaths of children. Look, Trump is low. Trump is incredibly low. But Kennedy has used his name, his family history, and all of these things to build a profitable business model of exploiting human suffering and death. Again, there are dangerous people in Trump's orbit. Kash Patel, Stephen Miller, Russ Vaught, all of these people, they're dangerous in their way. But this is a guy who right now is about to walk in that office, and he's going to pick and choose what treatments can be issued in this country. He's going to pick and choose what vaccines or medicines go back on the list to be reexamined and reinvestigated. We have the slowest, largest, most comprehensive, safest drug review process in the world. Sometimes it should be faster. God knows, for cancer meds, it should be a lot goddamn faster. But that system, that process that we've built here, it has produced some actual miracles. I'm not defending pharma, because I think that they are a regulatory capture thing that is pricing America out of house and home. But the miracles that have come out of laboratories in this country, and the attack on basic science by the Trump administration this week, where they cut off NIH grants, they cut off National Science Foundation grants, they cut off research funds across the board, until they had to reverse it today, but we'll see. They'll keep fighting it. Those things, those decisions by this administration are pernicious and dangerous. RFKs, though, directly impact the lives of your kids and your grandkids and your family. And I think that this is a guy you need to call your senators and tell them absolutely not on this guy. I rarely ask you to take an advocacy step. I'm asking you today to take an advocacy step, because the elephant in the room is that Robert F. Kennedy will kill Americans sure as death.
The Lincoln Project Podcast is a Lincoln Project production. Executive produced by Whitney Hayes, Ben Howe, and Joey Wartner-Cheney. Produced by Whitney Hayes. Edited by Riley Main. Hey, folks, if you want to support the Lincoln Project's work against Donald Trump, Elon Musk, and this MAGA craziness, go to action.lincolnproject.us/helplp. If you'd like to get in touch or have suggestions for a guest or a show topic, or just want to say hi, our email is podcast@lincolnproject.us. For our MAGA friends, please, no more nudes. Thanks so much, and we'll talk to you again next time.
Good night, and good luck.